Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a great program, as always. Might be my favorite one. I know it's hard to believe, but this might be my favorite In Focus we've ever done.
Your favorite one today, at least.
At least today. Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhopen and Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark are out just outside the studio. We'll have them in after the first break, and I talked with Peter Clark just a little bit. He assures me that there's going to be plenty to talk about. Said maybe expect some phone calls.
Plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're doing a lot of work on roads.
They are. I think that's going to be a big part of the discussion.
You know, it's, you know, here we are. We talk about this a lot. How fortunate we are to have a growing area. Now, there have been some declines or some stabilization in terms of population.
Yeah, right.
But Pottawatomie County is still growing rapidly.
Yeah, there's still. We had that news story last week about some drops with Gary County, which Gary County is always going to have the most ups and downs depending on troop levels and those sort of things.
I think, and when they get in here, let's find out. I want to find out what the population of Blue Township is.
Oh, that is a good one.
I mean, that's obviously that's a tremendous area of growth, and you know, it's not considered Manhattan's population yet. It's Manhattan zip code.
Right.
So I would be interested in seeing that. Last I knew, I think it was like 6,000. It may be a little bit more than that. I don't know.
Well, I think we'll have the people in the studio to know for sure. So, again, after first break, they'll be in, and we'll get going talking about a lot of Pottawatomie County topics. But, and Dave, I don't know about you. I know you're probably tired.
A little bit, maybe.
Just a little bit. That
little bit, maybe.
CFA
Awards last night, yeah.
I've noticed it today. I'm just like, long Riley County Law Board meeting yesterday. Really long.
How long did that go?
I left around 3 or so, and I think it was still going on a little bit after that.
And was this all just about budget? No. They discussed budget, and then they were also talking about the board to hire the new director.
Yep, new director. I think they got into some firing range things towards the end. But yeah, most of the discussion was on the budget issues. And as Usha Reddy, one of the board members, kind of noted, that is a budget that I think it's probably been increases about every year for as long as
it
I
has.
Can kind of remember. So
there were some stable numbers a few years ago, fairly stable. I think there was one year maybe that they kind of came in actually a little less. But for the most part, I mean, you know, there's been an expanding need in a lot of areas, you know, and the staffing situation seems like, you know, there's more demands on staff and more need, and at least according to the police department. So whether
that's what RCB Director Brad Schoen said. He mentioned kind of those things. He also mentioned just the fact that over the past decade or so, state assistance for local governments and law enforcement's kind of been on a decrease, so more of that's had to been shouldered by local entities. So the point is, long meeting left me a little tired. So I was kind of like, I did a little research. I was like wondering, it's like, what day are people the tiredest during the work?
Oh, it's
work
Monday,
week?
Right?
Apparently Tuesdays.
Oh, because you're recovering from.
Right.
And I can see that because I do a lot of work, you know, weekend nights, as you know.
Right.
And it hits me really hard a couple of days later.
Yes.
I can't imagine what, you know, when tomorrow, what that's going to be like on me.
Well, this was a survey.
I'm pretty weird out right now, so.
Yeah. Well, more than usual.
More than usual.
More than usual.
Yeah.
This was off of Time. Time.com surveyed. And this is a little bit older. It's from 2010, but it said that Tuesday is apparently the most sluggish, most depressed day of the week for most workers. Research at a London School of Economics used an iPhone app to determine that people are most miserable on Tuesdays. Applications called Mappiness tracked a mood to 22,000 people by sending alerts to volunteers twice a day. Well, that's probably why they were so depressed. They were getting all these alerts all day, asking them to report their feelings, activities, and socialization. It says, why are Tuesdays the lowest point? Well, on Mondays, people tend to still feel great from the weekend. By Tuesdays, according to Time, the harsh reality of the work week sets in, and the weekend seems a distant future. So, if your coworker is appearing especially grumpy today, give him or her a pass. It is Tuesday, after all. And just finally,
can we extend that tomorrow to tomorrow for
extend
me?
It.
I'd appreciate that. Thanks.
And just finally, again, just here in about 4 or 5 minutes, we'll have Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven and Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark. They'll come in just a little bit, but I'm going to close out this segment. But one thing, being a news guy, I'm a news guy. I mean, I am the news director, so I kind of pay attention to the news, and I pay attention to the national news. And this Stormy Daniels thing, it got me thinking about something. Over the weekend, I did catch a little bit of that 60 Minutes interview Sunday, and just kind of keeping up on that story. That's been pretty interesting to follow for so many different reasons. But I think because of this story, I think it's time to have a little bit of a ceremony and retire some political ammo that both sides use from time to time. And I'll use a little bit of Apollo 13 bed. A fan of my Cover Fives, I usually use this bed to recognize a ceremonious sort of event or retirement. When the Bears let go Robbie Gould, one of the great kickers in NFL history, I use this music. When Peyton Manning retired, I use it. So I think it's time to retire some political ammo used by both Trump Republicans and Clinton Democrats. That ammo being the faithfulness of your president to his marriage. It was a good run.
Should we have a moment of silence?
Just let the Apollo 13 music go. Because now both sides can't use that ammo anymore. It's a mute point.
You know, Dennis Miller said Sunday night, millions of people watched Stormy Daniels. Some of them even watched her on CBS.
On 60 Minutes. But, I mean, that story really has got me thinking, because the biggest thing about that is that Trump has not been he'll say anything. He'll tweet about anything. I remember during the campaign when he tweeted about Ted Cruz's father being a part of the JFK assassination. So this is a guy that's not one that's going to hold himself back from saying anything. But when it comes to this Stormy Daniels incident, he has not said anything about this. The only thing that's at issue is this.
He may be listening to his lawyers this time, whereas he didn't listen to his lawyers when he gave Putin a graduation congratulations call.
The only thing they're really talking about is just the agreement of not talking about it. When it comes to what she's claiming that's happened, he hasn't said it hasn't happened. So, you know, I mean,
do we have too high expectations for our people?
Maybe.
In elected office?
Maybe. But as we go to this next break, we recognize the retirement of a political talking point used by both Clinton Democrats, Trump Republicans. Your president might be a perv. More in focus coming up after this.
K-Man Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all